All right, welcome to the KBJ After the Show podcast.
Kevin's eyes look insane, but he's got new hair. Virginia is a witch, and she farts in her chair. Jason is a spaz who's got an old man's ass. Welcome to the After the Show podcast.
Hello, happy Thursday. Welcome to the KBJ Show. After the Show podcast. Yeah, baby. Here you go. One day away from the weekend already. Bam.
It's here.
Yeah. It is here. It's upon us.
Mm-hmm. It is nice. We made up for the lost time that we weren't on Monday with the first 90 minutes of today's show.
It's a lot.
Yeah, computer busted. It wasn't working. Wouldn't play anything at all. And then you had nothing to fall back on. That, you know, a lot of times you talk about like weird business or career-themed dreams. I think everybody kind of has their own nightmare scenario. For me, that early in my career, that was one of them. There are two different kind of dreams that you would have. The one where you stepped out of the control room, you get locked out, the song's counting down, and you have to be on in like 8, 7, 6, and you freak out. The other one is that you're just there and nothing else will fire, and you've got really nothing to talk about. And you're like, ah, okay. And you just start rambling. And then like an angry programmer is like, ah, be more funny. Or you're like, ah, laughs per minute, and you don't know what to do. And, you know, that kind of stuff. I had a weird dream the other night, too. You talk about these vivid dreams, and I had this bizarre dream that for some reason, because we're kind of doing all the contract stuff right now, that I wound up signing to go back to Fresno, California.
Oh, Kevin
is a co-host, and we had my family and I, we just gotten back to Fresno, and my wife's like, how much are you making? I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, I can't, gosh, I bet I can't make a lot being a co-host in Fresno. What have I done? And
oh,
I was like,
well, no.
Why did I sign that deal? I'm like, I didn't even check to see how much money I would make.
Oh, no.
And she's like, so how much are you making? I'm like, I don't know. And I'm like, I got to go find out. And I'm like, going, can I get out of this contract? Like, what have I done?
You signed it in blood.
Yes, and I'm in Fresno.
Oh,
I'm like, what?
Kevin.
Oh, it was, oh, it woke me up. I was like, oh, thank God I'm not in Fresno.
Didn't you say Fresno is kind of rough?
Yeah, I said basically any town that ends in the word no, you should pretty much know. Yeah, and Fresno was really tough. It's in the San Joaquin Valley, right in the middle, which it's, you know, you're not far from Death Valley, which is the hottest spot on, you know, in the U.S. And yeah, in the summer it would be 115, 118.
Whoa.
So it's, you know, crazy hot. It was a migrant farm town. When I was there, they were number one in car thefts, gang violence in the country, because you had Bloods, Crips from Los Angeles. You had a Hmong gang.
Hmong?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. They sound
Mongolian, I guess.
Very intense.
They were very intense.
I know Mongolian barbecue is really intense.
And then you had a Mexican gang called the Bulldogs.
Oh, my.
And it was a very violent town with a lot of...
And then there's you.
And then there was me. Yeah.
Like, which one of these does not belong?
Yeah, the only thing that was really good about Fresno was you were not far from Yosemite. So that was...
What was that like?
Yosemite is gorgeous. It is amazing. So pretty much every weekend, I never... After about the first 2 months, I realized pretty quickly I never was in Fresno. I would do the show there, and then I would either like do Yosemite or I go to Los Angeles, which was like 4.5 hours away, and San Francisco was like 3.5. And then the last year I was there, I actually got a job doing weekends at a hip-hop station near San Francisco.
Oh, Hip-Hop Kev.
Yeah, Hip-Hop Kev.
I can see why they hired you.
Yeah.
That's a good. That was a good move by management.
Yeah. Clearly, there weren't a lot of options.
Were they drunk when they hired you?
This is how you know radio management is dizzy.
Yeah. What the shit?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the guy y'all hired?
Hip-Hop Kev.
Hip-Hop Kev.
Please tell me there's demo reels of that.
I'd love to find some of that. Yeah, it was kind of like hip-hop slash a little bit of... You know, it had obviously a Hispanic flair, so it had like, you know, some kind of like Spanish
another
dance.
Another forum you're
even,
not
even
not
better hire.
Yeah. It was, you know, so it was like the California stuff. So, you know, we would, back then, the Tupac, the Biggie, Dr. Dre was real big, Snoop Dogg, all that kind of
P.
stuff.
Diddy.
So, Yeah, but it was kind of, it was more the West Coast version. So there was that, it was, when I, in fact, when I was there is when you had Tupac and Biggie died. I remember being there.
You covered that.
So I guess the question everybody wants to know is, was Hip Hop Kev an East West or a West, or East or West?
What?
East or West Coast guy?
West Side. I was in California, man. You had to be.
But you grew up in Ohio, so I can see why there might be a little bit
yeah,
of...
Yeah, I had actually just come from the East Side in New York City, and I went to the West Side.
So I'm saying, Hip Hop Kev was probably conflicted.
Yeah, but there on the air, I had to be very West Side.
That's so funny, man. Yeah. I remember when all that was going on, when Snoop came out to that. I forget what rap... It was some kind of award show, and they won some kind of rap award, and it was, I think, in...
It was the Source Music Awards, right? And yeah, and he came up, and he said, y'all don't disrespect the eyes.
Y'all got no love for Snoop Dogg?
I saw a documentary on it not too long ago, and they had that moment where Snoop went on stage, and that really kind of... That kind of set everything off. Yeah, I think it was... Because you'd have an award show, and I think it was in New York, and so Snoop Dogg, the West Side, was in New York City, and, you know, it was real touch and go.
I just remember going, you ain't gonna love a Snoop?
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
Yeah, that whole saga is fascinating.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was some crazy, crazy times.
I'm glad it's in the past. It seems like everyone loves Snoop now.
Oh, Snoop is nothing.
Beloved by both sides.
Well, he has a show with Martha Stewart.
he's gone, yeah, very vanilla.
Well, he's gone from Murder Was the Case to Martha Stewart.
Well, you know, a lot of those guys now, I mean, look, they're middle-aged dudes now. And I think they've all mellowed out, and, you know, it's kind of cool. They realize it was a stupid fight in the first place.
Although I can't say Martha. I keep calling her Martha Stewart. Martha.
Yes.
He's just randomly yelling out Martha.
Why can't I say Martha Stewart?
You sound like you have Tourette's. Martha!
Yeah. That was back in the day. So that was some of the crazy dreams I was having. Yeah, it still stuck with me. I'm like, so thank God, yes, I'm not going back to Fresno. It's all good. Staying right here. Ashley sent a nice email. She said, hang in there, baby. I hope that someday y'all get the... win the lottery and you can afford the equipment that you need. You deserve better. We love you, and this week will be over soon enough. That's true. I'm still enjoying watching you guys scramble, but this is also stressing me out too.
So. Cheers.
Well, that's not cool. We don't want to add to anybody's corona stress that now they're listening to our computer stress.
It might be a fun stress to watch.
I hope it is, because we're trying to have fun with it.
Yeah.
Well, what can you do?
That's all you can do.
Nothing.
Everybody's got computer problems. If you've got a computer, you've had problems.
Everyone's got computer problems, except for the other stations that are live during the morning show.
Our competitors.
Yeah.
There's a running
fine. But everyone's got computer problems. You're right, Virginia.
Got an email from Cesar, said, hey, inquiring minds want to know how long the extended show is going to go for. Also, no cocktail or last Friday. Was there a hiccup with that, or is that the new normal? Hashtag be like Denny's. As far as like how long, we're keeping an eye on it. We're like everybody else. We're checking the numbers, you know, what we're going to do with the show, the extended show, and we're just trying to figure out what the best play is. So we don't have a definitive answer. You know, with school ending, things will sometimes change and flip, and so we'll, you know, figure it out. We've been this way when more people have been working from home, and as people start going back to work, it might change. You know, because the concern is the rest of the radio station, they want people to listen to it in offices, and we're a little dirty for offices, and if, you know, offices have us on. And
the cool offices have us on.
Well, and we're talking about something over there. Somebody's like, do you know they just said ball sweat or whatever it might be? And,
yeah.
You know. So.
Am I stoned?
Shut up, Karen.
Yeah, so, you know, some businesses wouldn't be able to put us on. If that is the case, and that, you know, if we start hurting the station because of our filthy content, it's going on at 10 o'clock, then we would go back to staying on at 10.
Gotcha.
Or getting off the air at 10.
Whatever they want to do. I'm leaf in the wind, bird.
That's it. That's where we are.
Leaf in the wind.
Would you call our show PG-13?
Try to be PG-13. Yeah, I would say so. Because, I mean, well, you can't swear, so you can't get to radar, and you can't see.
You think it's up to that? Yeah, probably. Well, it is probably PG-13.
Yeah, if I had to say a rating, we are PG-13. That's what we strive to be. I think that's a good rating for us. Where it's like, I mean, you know, we are what we are. We do what the FCC will allow us.
I always wonder if parents get mad at the word ass instead of butt. You know what you see what I'm saying? But sometimes the word butt isn't just, it's not as funny as ass, man.
Sometimes butt fits, but sometimes you need to say ass.
And then I wonder, is ass considered that terrible of a word? Today's day, it was 2020, is ass considered bad?
Some people, yeah.
I don't know, how do you feel about the word ass?
It doesn't bother me. But, you know, I get it. Some people, you know, would rather not have that.
It doesn't bother us because we are one.
No, I get it. I guess what I'm asking is, do majority of people, would they be offended by ass?
I'd
with
say
kids?
20% of people are probably offended by ass.
20%?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck them.
Yeah. If you're not offended by ass, you're probably offended by fuck them.
20%, I'll take that gamble.
A lot of it's people are offended about their kids having to hear it.
Sure.
And I totally, totally get it.
And that's what where the issue comes in there. The question about the happy hour, well, you know, we're doing that when people were definitely quarantined in their house. People were getting out a little bit more. Plus, we'd had Memorial Day weekend. I thought people were probably dialed out. They're in a different headspace, doing different things. And, you know, so we were checking on that. You know, as far as like what
we didn't
was going
do
on.
One last week.
Yeah,
though. You didn't miss
on Friday.
It. We didn't do it on Friday.
Yeah, you know, for those reasons, that was it. Just because I think more people are kind of getting out in the world, but we have had the conversation. In fact, I just was having it in the hallway with the sales guy. I am pushing very hard. I have been. I was pushing him, and I said, "Cocktails and karaoke, man." I'm like, we with where things are set right now, we could either at a bar or even here have the show and a few select invited guests to come up. We can have like the local TV personalities and whatever that we could maintain social distancing, and we could do cocktails and karaoke where people could watch, you know, other people performing and doing the karaoke, and we could make that the show on Friday. It'd be brand new content, it'd be different stuff, something to watch. It would still be us cutting loose, having fun, having some drinks. And so, you know, I was like, hey, I'm sure we could get a sponsor on that. Let's do something like that instead. It's switching it up. We did, I think, five, maybe, you know, the virtual cocktail.
Happy hours.
Yeah. We did like five. And, you know, we were doing some of the same stuff. Some of the stuff was different. But, yeah, so I'm like, let's do something fun and new. And so I'm pushing in that direction. And he said, how soon could you start? I said, we could do one whenever.
Yeah.
You tell me when.
You let us know.
Yeah.
Get it sold and then come tell me.
Yeah. So hopefully that will be what we'll do again soon. So we'll see on that. So, you know, of course, with my family, the other thing for me was, you know, my family was having dinner and they're playing cards and, you know, I'm missing out on that. And we did that. So it was like 5 weeks in a row. And there was a little
tood.
Yeah. A little like, are you getting paid for this? No. Like, what are you doing this? Be like, well, you know, we just like, you haven't done enough this week.
I want to do extra just to be nice.
Yeah. And so.
Shut up. Stop being so nice.
Right. So that was kind of wearing thin a little bit. And so then we didn't do it on Friday. And then my father-in-law didn't show up. And we didn't do a dinner or anything. Like there was nothing going on Friday.
Oh.
Like, of course, this is the one weekend where we didn't have anything going on. So.
Damn.
Yeah. Just kind of stuff. You're talking about maybe this weekend. Queen was asking yesterday, hey, you want to go check out that launch that's going on? It was scrapped yesterday. First time you're going to have people shot into space since 2011.
That's a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah, Scott from Vieira, which is in the vicinity there, said, hey, if you come see the launch on Saturday, I would recommend going to the Hanniger's Beach near Patrick Air Force Base on Atlantic Avenue. It isn't the closest place to see the launch, but it's still a great location, and it won't be as crazy busy as some of the other hot spots. Also, you can make a beach day out of it, and if the launch doesn't go off, then at least the day wasn't totally ruined. And if you end up going to the Titusville launch viewing area on Washington Avenue in Titusville, just beware that it will be pretty packed. And you will need to get there by 12 to even have a chance to get a spot.
Did he say that one place is called Hanniger's?
Hanniger's.
Hanniger's. Mm-hmm. Doesn't that sound like a party place?
Yeah. How do you spell that?
We're going to Hanniger's, man.
Hanagar.
Oh, dude, shots. Hanniger's on me. Doesn't it sound
it does.
Like that?
He said there really isn't much to do in Titusville, but if you do go, I would recommend checking out Playa Linda Brewing Company. Oh, very cool. That sounds Yeah,
if you moved to Titusville, Virginia, you would have to make Magnolia play softball. It's law.
I could not move to Titusville.
Could you imagine Virginia in the softball community?
Yeah,
there's no way you don't get into a fight.
I could not get into it.
No, you would. Someone would say something about Magnolia because everyone talks shit. And you would hear it, and there's no way you would not get in their face. I just know it. I'd love to see it.
Mm-hmm. And so anyway, great beer, great food. A good amount of visitors that come see the launch park on NASA Parkway on the side of the road near the Kennedy Space Center Visitor Center. By the way, the Kennedy Space Center Visitor Center just opened today. So if you plan on checking out the Visitor Center, I recommend buying your tickets before because they're limiting the amount of visitors allowed in the park. They usually have special passes to get you on the base that are around $100 plus, but they're probably all sold out if they're still doing it. If you go to any of these spots, expect a lot of traffic leaving. You shouldn't have much traffic leaving from Hanniger's Beach. So, sounds like the place to go. Thank you, Scott.
Was Hanniger's!
It does sound like a bar.
It does. Mm-hmm. I would like to go. If y'all want to go one day, I would love to go up there.
The launch?
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to that.
But I think you could. I know you're not into space stuff, but you could. Okay, for example, if you said there was going to be a Real Housewife thing, like a panel or something, I would go and still have fun because the company around the event would be cozy and
you
fun.
You would go to a Real Housewives panel?
If you sold it like we're gonna tailgate, we're gonna have fun, yeah, I could have fun anywhere except for like a math convention.
I guess that's where me and you are different. I cannot have fun anywhere. I think I'm kind of spoiled. I need to create the environment I can control and have fun and I just saw the live shot from yesterday.
All right. I'll go fuck myself.
All those people milling around, and I was just like,
I get you. We'd have a good time.
I know me and you would.
Yeah.
It's just, all right.
And you're going to be there for hours. They were saying you got to get there 4 hours early to get a spot.
6 to 8.
Yeah,
and
no, you're...
If you went to the Titusville place, but the Hanniger's Beach sounds like it's less crowded, further away, but good stuff going on. You got the water right there.
Exactly. That was my thoughts. I figured we could do like a KVJ.
Well, road trip.
Yeah, it'd be fun. Have some laughs. But yeah, fuck
Listen to some music.
Yeah, fuck the launch.
Make it a KJ road trip.
Yeah.
Leave the V out.
Yeah.
And yes, I had to look at the logo to see which letter was getting left out.
Oscar sent an email. He said, a couple days ago, you talked about the space launch that got postponed until Saturday. Got me thinking about the Challenger disaster in 1986.
Yes, I think about that a lot. Every time something launches, it's in my head.
He said, I may be late on this little-known fact, but did you guys know that the teacher, Krista McAuliffe, was not the first person NASA asked to go into space on the Space Shuttle Challenger?
I did not.
Yes, I did.
Who was the first? Is it somebody local?
No, it is not. Do you know Jay Bird?
Burt Reynolds. No, I'm just kidding.
Burt Reynolds.
I don't know the name, but I did know that she wasn't the first.
They first asked a man named Carol Spinney. For those that don't know, Spinney was the puppeteer that brought Big Bird to life. Back in the 70s and 80s, Big Bird was arguably the biggest star in the world. In 1985, NASA, concerned that children were showing less and less interest in becoming astronauts, wrote to Spinney asking if he would be willing to go up on the next launch. Spinney and his wife at the time went back and forth, wondering if this was something he should do. They finally decided that they have to accept the invitation because how many people get asked to do such a mission?
Oh, crap, Spinney.
Luckily for Spinney, NASA couldn't figure out how to fit such a big bird into the cockpit and advised Spinney he wouldn't be able to launch. They then decided to choose a teacher to launch with the rest of the crew instead. Spinney tells the story in a documentary on Prime Video called I Am Big Bird, the Carol Spinney Story.
Wow.
It's very well done. I suggest everybody love Big Bird and Sesame Street watch.
That's cool, man. That's a crazy story.
You remember?
Can you imagine the horror if kids were watching and Big Bird's like, okay, kids.
Horrifying.
Oh, yeah. It was already horrifying anyway.
Right.
Yeah, because a teacher was up there and all the kids were watching it in class with their teacher.
Yeah, you guys watched it, didn't you?
We did.
We did, too.
We absolutely watched it, and everybody was like, what the F?
If you're Sesame Street, you got to retire the character at that point, right?
You got to have a funeral for Big Bird.
Or you just bring him back as Zombie Big Bird.
Zombie Bird. But what about the voice?
Brains.
Snuffy.
Brains.
Wow.
I love Zombie Big Bird.
Did you remember a Big Bird Sesame Street movie back in the 80s called Follow That Bird?
Yes.
And Big Bird gets kidnapped and they paint him blue.
Yes.
He's all depressed blue and bird. Shit. Yeah, it's kind of a sad story.
That's why you should like it.
I did. I did like it.
It's just my
Follow That Bird.
Just my game.
I totally remember Follow That Bird. I don't remember the plot like you and all the details of the abduction.
I was a big Muppet fan. I love the Muppets. Sesame Street, Muppet, they're all the same. Muppet's a Muppet.
You loved Muppets, and you also loved abduction and murder stories, so it's kind of bringing everything you loved together.
It worked perfectly.
Siri sent an email, said, I was listening to the after the show on the 26th. You're talking about shows that were actually filmed in the state and city that they are portraying, and I was mentioning that because a lot of the most popular shows in each state, like, for instance, Breaking Bad was top in New Mexico, and I'm not surprised because everything takes place in Albuquerque, and I'm watching Better Call Saul right now, and I'm wondering, okay, is that what I'm seeing? Is that really Albuquerque? And that's kind of cool if it is. I can imagine if I live there, I'd be like, I love watching that show. I get seeing the landmarks. That's why I like Bloodline. I thought that was cool. Kevin mentioned Better Call Saul and wondered if it was actually filmed in Albuquerque. My company has an office there, and they've rented it out for filming a scene. We buy and rent heavy equipment, and they used our exterior building yard for a scene. So apparently they do. That's kind of cool. So that is Albuquerque if you're watching either of those shows. Let me see a couple other emails here. Got one that says, making friends is hard. I was just wondering, do you find it harder to make new friends as you get older or easier? I'm 32 and I've recently realized that I haven't made a new friend in a while. And I lost touch with quite a few over the years. Life just happens and I've switched jobs. Is it harder as you get older to make new friends? When was the last time you made a real friend? I mean, like a Jaybird and Denny's type of friendship, not the I'm here, you're here, let's be friends for the time being. I know these friendships take time, but putting in time just seems harder, Ashley said.
It's hard to trust people. I mean, I think that's the hard. I mean, I think having really close friends isn't so easy. That's why I think the older you get, it starts to whittle down your social circles because, you know, it's tough to trust somebody. I mean, I would literally trust Denny's with my life, but I think that's kind of a rare thing.
Yeah, I you know, and you're talking about a lot of surface relationships, and those are always easy and, you know, I always kind of have those. And, you know, I mean, but it always changes, though. And that's the thing about life that I've noticed. Your circle changes a lot based on what you're on. When my daughter was into softball, you know, we had a different kind of friend group than what we have now. Now she's out of it, she's graduated and on to something else.
That's true. You do. You change. Mm-hmm. And hopefully you keep in touch with the ones that you loved. But not everybody is supposed to be buddies forever.
And I think knowing what kind of people that you have in your life. For example, I can think of two people who I really enjoy having
Me
a
Me and Kevin, huh?
Well, I love y'all. You're like my family. But before you interrupted me, I forgot what the fuck I was.
Oh, you said the two people.
There's two people I can think of that are really, really fun to hang out with. You have some beers with, and they're very funny, but I would not trust them with any kind of matters of the heart situation. They would disappoint me. They've disappointed me. I know they would do that. But I know that
They
serve a purpose for having a good time,
yeah.
But I'm not going to trust them with the matters of the heart situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think sometimes, too, as you get married and you have families, that really is kind of your ride-or-die circle. I would say that's probably, for the most part, you know, where I am, and I know other people might be there.
It's tough to have ride-or-die when it starts getting 15, 20 people, like the mafia. A motherfucker's going to talk and roll over on somebody, and that's the domino effect. You got to keep that shit airtight.
Yeah, I mean, you'll likely count your best friends, and you consider a true friend on one hand.
The one you can get into a fight with, and it's going to be okay with in a week.
Mm-hmm. There's genuine love there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's a good point. So, yeah, you're not alone if you're dealing with that. Let me see somebody else like a little perspective here. I would like to get some advice from the male and female perspective here. I have been involved with someone who lives in another state, and we have seriously discussed him moving here to South Florida. He does have kids in college and one in high school, so he asked the most to change, new job, move 1,000 miles away from the kids. You get the idea. So he is very attractive, and I know and see when he is out that he does get attention. So when he told me that there was a lady at work really making it clear that she was into him and wanted to date him, he said that he wasn't interested. I always feel kind of insecure on that because I feel like I am okay, but sure, other beautiful, successful women make me feel insecure. V, does that happen to you?
Why does she know he hit on her? Is he telling her that?
Sounds like he did. And
well, that's stupid.
Me, yeah.
I'm such a non-fan of that. I get it. People find you attractive. You don't got to tell me every time gives you a fucking compliment.
Yeah.
It's tacky.
I don't like an attractive man or woman that looks cute and then tells their partner about all the people that hit on them, because it sounds to me a little desperate and like you're trying to make trouble and make them jealous and insecure.
It's a big pet peeve of mine in relationships.
When, it happens.
When a girl's got to tell me every fucking guy that hits on her and, oh my, and just, she's so wanted. I'm like, well, are you trying to make me jealous? No, I'm not playing these games. But
you don't increase your value by telling me all the guys that hit on you. You actually decrease your value, because if you truly knew how to handle the situation, you would thank them, take it as a compliment, move on, and never speak of it.
I couldn't imagine telling a girlfriend, hey, babe, so yeah, this really hot girl was hitting on me today. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I mean,
it's insecure. It's not mature, and it's not constructive for your relationship. Yeah, if you're a good-looking guy, sure, people are going to hit on you when you go out and about. But unless it becomes physical or scary, there's no reason for you to tell your girlfriend, because it just sounds desperate.
Yeah, it does. It sounds like a lot of risk, not a lot of reward. It doesn't sound like the kind of relationship that you really should invest any more time or energy into, no matter how attractive they are, because that will wear out quickly, and the aggravation that you're already dealing with is too much.
I mean, I growing up with all my sisters and my mom, and I grew up with a lot of women, and I'm just thinking about, they would be so mad if a guy would come home and tell them about all these girls that hit on them. That would be a big deal for them. So my whole thing would be, why do you want to make your mate feel like a fuckface?
Because you are insecure and you need to validate yourself and make yourself feel hot and let her know what she's got, everybody else wants.
Now, if both people in the relationship, if that's how you guys get off and that's what you guys like doing,
you're exhausting.
God bless you. Do your exhausting relationship.
You're exhausting.
Yeah.
It's not healthy.
I mean, I think we all know that if you're in a relationship, your mate's going to find other people attractive, and you're, other people are going to find them attractive. We get it. You don't have to celebrate it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I would recommend.
Be leery of this and just...
Well, it's bothering you because you're emailing the show.
And you should be bothered by it. He's mm-hmm. bragging about this to you, and it's creating an insecurity so much that you would email a radio show.
And you'll get an email saying something about, oh, that girl's so insecure. But sometimes people do things that actually...
She's reacting to what he did first.
Well, but I'm just saying, there's always this terrible thing, oh, you're insecure. And I think if you're insecure and there's no reason to be insecure, that's when it's a problem. But there are times where people give you a fucking reason be insecure, and you shouldn't, you know, beat yourself up over that.
No, you shouldn't. He is giving you a reason to be insecure. And I don't understand, if he's so good looking, why he has to do this.
Mm-hmm. Good point. All right, well, there you go. Live life. Fancy free, y'all. It's going to do it for us for a Thursday.
I have no idea if my advice is good. I've never... I mean,
look at us. We're a disaster.
Never been married.
All right, well, you guys enjoy it.
He
One
might
more
be
day
drunk.
To go. We'll see you then.